The Rays trying to snap a two-game skid, taking on the Indians. Jay Bruce in uniform for Cleveland, coming over in a trade. Ready for this one. Pick it up first inning. No score. Jose Ramirez with a man on third, facing Blake Snell.
He swings, grounds one toward third. To the backhand is Longoria. Long throw to first, offline. In safely is Ramirez at first, and into scores Frankie Lindor. He delivers, and a swing and a miss on a breaking ball. Jackson strikes out. Now the pitch. Swing and a miss. Snell strikes out Almonte.
There is strike three called. Guyer just couldn't pull the trigger, and he takes a fastball for called strike three, and the side is retired. Now the high set and the pitch. Swung on, line drive, right center field. That gets down for a base hit. Cut off in the gap by Guyer. Rounding third, heading for home, and scoring is Duda. And this game is tied at one on the RBI single by Logan Morrison.
Goody's pitch is swung on, hit deep. Center field, back goes Zimmer. Track, wall, jumps, and this ball is a three-run homer. Zimmer crashing into the center field wall, trying to make the leaping grab. And Corey Dickerson gives Tampa Bay the big hit they haven't had for a week. A two-out, three-run home run to dead center. And Nick Goody not able to get the job done in the eighth inning. And Tampa Bay has a 4-1 lead. This crowd on its feet. All 500 of them. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Ball game's over. Alex Colomay completes a dominant pitching performance tonight by the Tampa Bay Rays.
The Indians come up short against the Rays. Manager Terry Francona spoke after.
You know, you can, we haven't seen him since last year. You know, when he's young, you can see him getting better. And velocity was pretty consistent. Spun the breaking ball at times. Just got past our barrel pretty consistently. You know, we're kind of going through one of those where we had, what, four hits. So when we had opportunities, which were few, you have to cash in, and we didn't.
What do you think of Salazar and what he was able to do?
You know, he kept them off the scoreboard for the most part, but, you know, and he had three walks. It just, you know, there's just never – it wasn't a clean inning where you could have a 8-9 pitch inning so we could keep him out there longer.
Good to see him get through the situations he got through, though.
Oh, yeah. I mean, with his stuff, you know, he can be his own best reliever sometimes because he has to change up, because he has another gear on his fastball. He does have that ability to guide those innings.
With Kip, is this the same injury?
Yeah, it's and just came back from the trainers. It's day-to-day. I think it was more precautionary than anything. At least that's the hope. With those types of things, we'll certainly know more tomorrow or have a better feel.
Bruce, was that was a good spot for him just to kind of pitch hit?
I thought so. It was a great spot. And I told him that, I mean, because he had gotten here late and everything and he had been thrown, I said, well, if we hit you, we'll put somebody in the game for you. And he got a good pitch, just got under it.
With Gomes, he's throwing so well. I mean, did it just come out of his hand wrong, or just?
Well, and I mean, and Frankie tried to get the tag down, and it, you know, it. I mean, I have a hard time ever saying something about our guys' catchers throwing. I mean, they're so good that every once in a while you're not going to make a great throw. I mean, both our catchers have been beyond good at throwing.
Jay Bruce came on as a pinch hitter in his Indians debut and went 0-for-1. He spoke after the game.
You know, fairly, you know, easy. These guys did an awesome job communicating with me, getting me here. And I got here, I guess, around 6 today. So it was a long day, but I'm really, really happy to be here.
How exciting is it to go from the situation you're in to be in a situation like this in a pennant race?
I mean, you can't ask for anything else, honestly. You know, the opportunity to come to a team, you know, of this caliber, in the position they're in, you know, I'm just excited to get here and to help out as much as I can.
Were you surprised that Tito went to you when he went to you tonight? Or?
No, not at all. He told me, you know, kind of dictated how the game goes, and I felt like, you know, obviously he felt like too. The game right there was an opportunity for me to help out, and you know, didn't get the job done tonight, but I look forward to those opportunities more and more as the season goes on.
Is it a little kind of feeling of stale walking in there, just like no BP or anything, just walking up there?
No, I got ready. I got ready before I hit. Yeah, like I said, they communicated with me great. And, you know, I was ready to go. And, you know, got here very, very familiar with these guys, sharing the spring training complex in Goodyear with them for multiple years. So, you know, if I didn't know every one of them, it felt like a lot like I did. So, like I said, I'm excited about the opportunity. It seems like a great group of guys. Obviously, the results speak for themselves. And like I said, I just want to come in and be a part of this.
You've been rumored coming here for a couple, three, 4 years, yeah. It seems like. How'd you feel about when it finally came to fruition?
Very, very happy. Very happy. You know, like I said, the familiarity here is, I think, is important. And, you know, I've heard nothing but great things about the guys. Obviously, you know, Tito's reputation kind of precedes itself. And, like I said, you know, this team is awesome. They were awesome without me, and I hope to just add a little bit to it. Not trying to be Superman, not trying to come in and, you know, do anything other than what I can do and be myself. And I think that that's huge. I think that's what they want, and I look forward to helping, you know, us now get to, you know, deep into the playoffs.
Is there a big difference changing leagues for the first time, maybe?
Don't know. Never done it.
Yeah.
But I'm going to approach it just as if, you know, I'm still playing baseball. You know, that's the one thing I always say, the main constant with getting traded is you're still playing baseball. You still come here, come to a clubhouse, get ready, prepare. And it's the same game, American League, National League to me. And I just want to get going, get into a routine, just get out there every day. And like I said, help.
Up next, the series against the Rays continues on Friday with Carlos Carrasco on the hill.